3 weeks of war, of shelling, of cities besieged. Ukrainian defenses have slowed the pace of the Russian advance, but battle lines continue to move to new areas. The head of the regional administration says civilian targets in Zaporizhia were reportedly hit overnight. The war following the path of more than 3,000 evacuees who fled there from the besieged city of Mariupol. Russian ceasefire violation, Ukraine's deputy prime minister says, are stopping civilians from using humanitarian corridors and getting to safety.
Yesterday, they captured the emergency hospital and took 400 people hostage. Medics in Mariupol, they are shooting from inside the hospital. It is a threat for movement of people down humanitarian corridors. We've sent a request to the Red Cross. Under these conditions, we cannot bring people out safely.
Ukrainian drone strikes continue to exact a heavy price on Russian forces. More Russian hardware lies abandoned, following fierce fighting in neighborhoods around Kyiv. The capital observing a 34-hour curfew to prepare for an expected Russian assault.
Today is a special and dangerous moment. Movement through the city is prohibited without special passes. You can only go out to reach a shelter. The curfew will apply until 7 a.m. on March 17th. Therefore, I ask all Kyiv residents to prepare for the fact that they will have to be at home for 2 days, or in case of an alarm, in a shelter.
Diplomacy remains the only way to end this war, says Ukraine's leader.
It is important. It is difficult but important, because any war ends in an agreement. Meetings continue. As I am told, the positions in the negotiations sound more realistic. However, there still needs to be more time for decisions to be in Ukraine's interests.
The west of the country has avoided the worst of the violence, but the largest single missile attack so far happened at a military training camp in Yavoriv, only about an hour's drive away from here. Residents say that unless there is a ceasefire, it's not a matter of if but when the fighting makes its way here. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Lviv.